Voice of Literacy, where literacy researchers, teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers share and discuss how literacy research informs practice. Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forums. My name is Dr. Betsy Baker, Professor of Literacy Studies at the University of Missouri. This week we hear from Dr. Shane Piasta, Visiting Assistant Professor at The Ohio State University. She does research involving early literacy skills and alphabet learning and instruction. Welcome, Dr. Piasta.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
We're glad you can be with us. First, tell us about yourself and how you got interested in early literacy and alphabet learning and instruction.
Okay, well, I'm a developmental psychologist by training. I did my graduate work at Florida State University. And I was lucky enough to be an Institute for Education Sciences pre-doctoral interdisciplinary research training fellow there, which meant that I really got to do most of my work at the Florida Center for Reading Research. And I guess I really got to become interested in alphabet instruction in particular and more globally in effective classroom practices for early literacy based on what started in my undergraduate experience. So as an undergraduate, I was a psychology major, and I had lots of experiences within the school context. My mom was a teacher. I did a school psychology internship. I was a tutor. I also taught in various summer programs.
Oh, all kinds of wonderful experiences to bring to this
topic. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And what I really saw was that although I was learning a lot of relevant information in my psychology coursework, I wasn't necessarily seeing that information reaching practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't seeing the use of basic research or even applied research within the school context, and that sort of prompted me to pursue my graduate studies and pursue this type of research, really looking at identifying effective classroom practices to support early literacy.
Yeah, your article in Reading Research Quarterly is a meta-analysis. Can you tell us what a meta-analysis is?
Sure. A meta-analysis is a very quantitative approach to synthesizing research in a particular area. And my meta-analysis in particular looked at different interventions or different instructional programs and their impact on children's alphabet knowledge. So basically, taking all of these studies and boiling them down to what impact did we see on children who received the instruction or the intervention versus those who did not, who are in a control or comparison group, and then figuring out what the average effect was or what the average impact was on students so that we can move forward from there.
Now, give me some examples of alphabet instruction. What does this mean? Is this when I teach my child A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
It is. It can be that, and it can be a little bit more, too. So when we're thinking about alphabet instruction, we're talking about children's familiarity with not only the names of letters, but also letter forms and their corresponding sounds. So the basic, the letter B corresponds to the sound that says B.
Mm-hmm. What about the letters that don't say their name, W?
Exactly. So that's actually a tricky letter for a child. So mm-hmm. The letter W actually does not say D as you might hear from the beginning of its name, but it says W. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the trickiest letters for children to learn. And the same goes for letters like Y. And so part of this study was to look at the types of instruction that are going on in early education and even up through first and second grade with more struggling readers,
mm-hmm.
and how we might best foster that, particularly when it's a little bit more difficult for kids.
Now, you make an interesting statement, many interesting statements in your article, but one of them is you said you found minimal evidence of transfer of alphabet instruction to early phonological, reading, or spelling skills. Can you break that down for us? What do you mean you found minimal evidence of any kind of transfer?
So part of our interest in conducting this study was to look not only at the types of alphabet instruction that exist, but also whether or not providing some early intervention or early instruction in learning the names of letters, learning their forms, and learning their corresponding sounds would generalize to having greater reading abilities, spelling abilities.
Yeah. That's what you'd expect, right?
That's exactly what we'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
However, we were quite limited in the types of studies that we were actually able to use towards answering that question.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So there were very few studies out there that really taught alphabet knowledge in an intense fashion that also assessed all of these other types of outcomes.
I see. So that may be as much the finding as not so much that this instruction doesn't transfer as much as there isn't enough research out there to really draw some conclusions.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So given this meta-analysis that you've done on early literacy and alphabet learning and alphabet instruction, what would you tell a group of teachers?
I think my first point would be that alphabet knowledge is an important emergent literacy outcome that I think we don't always consider. We pay a lot of attention to things like phonological awareness and other emergent literacy skills.
Now explain to me phonological awareness.
Sure. Phonological awareness is a child's ability to not only hear speech sounds and parts of sounds, but also being able to manipulate those.
So if we had the word cat, yeah, okay, or some other example.
Well, for instance, if you had the word Batman, being able to hear for a preschooler that that's actually composed of two separate words,
okay.
Batman, and working down to hearing the k at in a word like cat.
Okay.
So I think that it's important for early educators to consider alphabet instruction as a target within their classrooms. And we do see this in some of the standards that are out there for early education, but we don't always necessarily see it in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that this skill is particularly important for children who are starting preschool or kindergarten at a greater disadvantage than others. So those who are not having parents at home who are helping them learn their letters and their sounds, but those who are really arriving at preschool, and this is their first foray into early literacy.
Mm-hmm. And so it's important to isolate each of these letters and the sounds they represent.
And yes, it's important to teach it explicitly, but I think one of the points of the meta-analysis is that it does not have to be taught in isolation.
Okay.
So we actually saw some greater effects when we combined alphabet instruction with things like phonological awareness instruction, mm-hmm. or other types of early literacy instruction.
Mm-hmm. And does this also apply to, you know, if I'm, let's switch over to parents. So if I have a child and I'm, you know, reading with him at night and I go through a book, you know, and I might do the whole meaning of the story as well as pick out certain sounds. How does that fit into this kind of study?
Well, I think especially from some of the other work that I've been conducting with a colleague here, Dr. Laura Justice, we've really seen that parents don't tend to point out print features such as individual letters and their corresponding sounds when they're reading to children.
Hmm.
They do tend to focus on the meaning of the story,
mm-hmm.
but that we see better print outcomes for children, so that particular skill of learning letters and sounds, when parents do make an effort to point out the importance of the letters in the text on the page.
Hmm.
And we see that we don't necessarily have to take away from the enjoyable experience of sharing a story by providing some explicit attention to print when we're reading to children,
mm-hmm.
that you can kind of find a balance between doing both.
Yeah, yeah. And your work also talks about some of the various policies that have been passed, whether it's No Child Left Behind or other early childhood organizations, and talking about the importance of alphabet learning and instruction. What would you say to policymakers who are reviewing this kind of literature and trying to decide what the policy should be about alphabet learning and instruction?
I think that the lesson here is really that we're on the right path in terms of being able to identify important skills, not only that are related to later literacy success, but that we can actually intervene upon and have an instructional impact on in children's early schooling careers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's much more work to be done in this area, but that we're on target in terms of having policies that encourage early educators to think about these types of literacy skills and actually include them as part of their daily instruction.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that something's on the right track. So what would you recommend to principals, or these might even be directors of preschools, the people who may be setting up the curriculum for the classroom?
Again, I think it's important to realize that this is a skill that's important for young children to learn, and that some children may need more intensive instruction than others in this area. That being said, as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't mean that we're simply sitting there with flashcards and drilling into kids' heads that this is, you know, the letter that says the sound.
Yeah.
I think that it's really important to recognize that we saw larger impacts when it was part of a more integrated, comprehensive literacy approach.
Such as?
Such as, for example, doing a reading of an alphabet story or doing a shared reading of a book that focuses on a particular sound and really calling children's attention to that sound within that authentic context of sharing the enjoyment that is reading together.
Yeah.
So, again, not just simply sitting a child down and expecting them to just learn these letters through some sort of skill and drill or rote memorization.
Yeah, because that's often my concern, is that we have kids who maybe don't have parents reading with them at home, and then they get to schools and all they do is drill them on these isolated letter sounds, you know, assuming that they've had this reading experience at home, which they may not have.
Exactly. And there are lots of ways, too, in terms of being multisensory and other ways of integrating some sort of alphabet instruction into a program that isn't such skill and drill and isolated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where are you pursuing now? Where are you going next with this topic? What do you think needs to be done on this topic in terms of research?
Well, I think one of the biggest limitations of the meta-analysis itself is that I had really intended on being able to tease apart some of the aspects that made particular types of alphabet instruction more or less effective for young children. Unfortunately, that I wasn't able to do so, given the limited number of studies that included either an alphabet component or that described their approach in sufficient detail to warrant teasing that apart.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to go back to identifying how we might best facilitate children's alphabet knowledge, and particularly for those students that come in from less advantaged backgrounds or from homes where there isn't a lot of literacy exposure, so that we can really try to reduce that type of achievement gap that we see early on.
That sounds like very interesting work. Dr. Shane Piasta from The Ohio State University, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can find Dr. Piasta's research in Reading Research Quarterly, Volume 45, Issue 1. This podcast is now available from iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as our website, voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Piasta. Join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes, peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests, post questions to those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.